created to have some fun together, sharing and singing. So, join and enjoy!
Our love for opera brings us together. Thanks for being with us in this trip.
Hello, hello, hi everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another program. Today, we really would like to really appreciate, send our deepest appreciations for people who have been very loyal to us in the podcasts. And those people could be people in the United States. And more specific, we are going to talk about what some people call it the capital of the world, and there are many other names under which it is known. And for that purpose, and a warning, since today we will be sharing with you lots of melodies coming from the US, the most likely scenario is that YouTube will send us a penalization for copyright. But as for the song that we are about to open, believe me that I really tried it without music. But the truth is that music here is so touchy, so sticky, so nice that it really wasn't worth it singing it without music. So we're daring ourselves and YouTube will not like it, but the point here is that the rest of us like it. And the song is, of course, for our dear friends in New York. New York, New York. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep to find a king on the hill, top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new star of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that doesn't sleep to find I'm king of the hill, head of the list, cream of the crop, at the top of the hill. Song. I really enjoyed it myself. And I think, Katia, the best way to start this is maybe by sharing you that the classical operatic voices are not always the best voices for the today's gender, which is musicals. Today we will talk about musicals, and of course, America, the United States, is home to this gender. which is of course very deeply appreciated in some other countries, but mainly in America. I insist, still as appreciation of the preference of people in the U.S. and mostly for New York. But that's the reason why operatic voices seem to be not so fitted for this gender. And there are two things that happen. In one hand, we have these classical singers, as Katia, for example, with an educated, trained voice that when she listens, or when trained voices listen to other natural voices who are not in the school of operatic singing, we tend to find thousands of defects in their voices because we are comparing them to the classical repertory. And on the other hand, people from more popular, non-trained or not this kind of classical training voices find classical voices were too stiff, not natural for the gender. So we know that our voices will not be the best for this gender, but the truth is that we still enjoy it a lot. So today I will try not to sing in full tenor voice, which will not be so easy. I remember a friend when I was singing for him a song, and I told him, this time I'm not singing like a tenor. And by the end, he told me, you fully sounded like a tenor. I mean, it was not believable there. But the truth, I'm not sure what about you, Katia? But as for me, I have been singing for so many years already in the natural impostation of classical singing that I find it very difficult to sing it with my natural voice. Because immediately my mind switches to how things need to be done. So if I wanted to sing El Triste by José José, I would start with a natural voice. But as soon as I progress, immediately my impostation will move and replace that natural sound.
Kind of. Qué triste fue decirnos adiós.
Exactly. And today we're going to have lots of fun. Well, you have noticed that we always have fun. Today we will have more fun. Because musicals are, of course, you may be about to tell me that there are many deep dramas in the musicals, and that is true. But for the most part, since we are not talking about a drama like, take Andrea Lecouvreur, take Sansone Dalil and Pagliacci that we brought a few.
Otello,
on those immense, terrible dramas. We go for something lighter. So when we go for something lighter, it sounds like that. So personally, what I like about musicals is that I feel like relaxed. I mean, I know there will not be any, at least for a trained, for a classical voice, there are not really many difficult parts to sing. There are things that are natural to this gender. As you just noticed, I kept the last note for long because usually that note is kept for as long as the singer wants. So those things that I don't like in opera, I usually do like in musicals because that's the way it usually is. But before we get too serious, and since we will be singing a lot today, there are way too many well-known songs from musicals, and Katia was sharing me also earlier that we are talking about musicals, and there are some that are already called classical. There are some that are more classical. There are some that are more recent, and there is an uncountless number of of songs that are part of the soundtrack of many famous movies. So from all of that, from that immense number of pieces of music, we are bringing today. And so I have spoken for way too much. Let's give this chance to Katia to share with us what is it that she's going to be sharing.
Okay, I would like to start sharing Think of Me from The Phantom of the Opera. I remember I said in one of our first programs that this is a very special musical for me, a very beloved work. And I really hope you enjoy this piece of music as much as I will. I think this is one of the most operatic musical themes because it's performed by an opera singer. So that's why I choose this song as my first one. I think that something very special about a musical theater is that it is theater. So it's not opera. It has musical parts, but musical parts, it's theater. So that's the main reason why musical singers are not operatic singers, they're actors. They're actors that may sing. So we are singers that may act.
And I would like to remark, I would like to remark that opera singers are mainly singers that occasionally are good actors. to be sincere, you except for maybe Maria Callas, Giuseppe Di Stefano, Mario Del Monaco, except for very, very, very few, you will hardly find good actors in opera singers.
Yeah, so, yeah, we should act well as opera singers because we mentioned that an opera has a lot of acting, of performing, because it has an argument. There's a line. But in musical, it's totally theater, but musical parts. And well, I already speak a lot, so let's sing.
Yeah. Think of me, da 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 da.
Go ahead, it's yours, it's yours.
No, I don't know it completely. If I knew it, I could sing it, but I don't know. If you give me a second, I can sing it right after you. I will just take my score. But let's listen to Katya while I play with it.
Let's see. Think of me fondly when we say goodbye. Remember me every so often, promise me you'll die. On that day, that so distant day, when you are far away and free, if you ever find a moment, spare a thought for me. And thought is clear, I was always clear, that it was never to be. If you happen to remember, stop and think of me. Think of us when the tears were green. Don't think about the way things might have been. Think of me waking silent and with love. Imagine me trying too hard to put you from my mouth. Think of me, whatever it is you choose to do, there will never be a day when I won't think of you. foot of summer faith, they never see what's undoing. But please promise me that some point you will sing.
And Christine is a very lovely character, don't you think? I mean, she's a young singer. Still not a diva, thanks God. Still not a diva.
Oh, hey!
Fully manipulated by the Phantom of the Opera. But she's a lovely character. Personally, not only I like her vocals, but I also like how the character is painted. I mean, it is believable the way she's stuck between the pure love of Raoul and that miserable guy called the Phantom of the Opera. Because he's a miserable guy. I mean, he's
a monster.
He's a monster, both physically and as a person, psychologically.
Emotionally and psychologically.
And maybe a little later, if we happen to convince Katya, we will sing a part of the duet between the Phantom and Chris.
Oh my God, yes, we should.
Yes, we should do that. So that if we go back to that number, you will notice how the psychology of Christine has changed from this pure, innocent, think of me, da 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 da, this lovely melody, to what happens next, which is, I'm not telling you any more about it. Now, let's talk. I have a good number of songs that I really don't know which one to proceed with. So I will let Katya choose. We go for Memory, which I have sung a part of it in the past. Okay. Or we go for maybe... oh no, not that one. I could have danced all night. Which one do you think... You know, I think tonight or Memory.
Let's see. I could have danced all night.
That is a very, very lovely song. This is one of the first songs that I liked from musicals, and I recall having heard it in two very opposite versions. The one from Kiri Te Kanawa. You may have heard of her, a New Zealandese, very fine singer. She's a very I like the perfection of her voice, of her technique. Yeah. I do not particularly find her outstanding in any of the characteristics. I mean, I don't think she has a big voice, super high notes, but she's so perfect in what she has that I really like Kitty. And on the other hand, I remember having heard this song, this singer, I was about to say Jesse Norman, but it's not Jesse Norman. I just forgot the name, and it is not Leona Mitchell. Very famous, one of the first black sopranos that was allowed to sing in the opera. My God, I don't deserve to be.
I don't know.
Well,
no,
that name will come.
Perhaps no.
Who?
Kathleen Battle?
No, this is a huge voice soprano. She used to sing Aida and all the heavy roles.
Oh, God. No.
I have the face of her in my mind, but I don't have the name. So hopefully I will recall it later. So the thing is that Kiri Te Kanawa was singing it very softly, most like the musical demands it. But on the other hand, we have this huge, immense voice singing... I couldn't go to bed. Very operatic. And at the end, she goes for a high C, which makes no sense because of the melody. But as for Kiri Te Kanawa, is the version that I like the most. And I hope you like it as much as I like it, because this song is for not really worrying about anything. It's just about having fun And I am. Let me put the score at hand, because if I don't, I will mess up with the lyrics for sure. So let's go for it. Bang, bang, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light, girl, glad to stay down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all that you were sick and crowd. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have it for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting when you're not once my heart don't cry. Super long note, because that's usually what is expected. I really like this melody. Of course, we got quick, we go through the lyrics, but basically she says, I don't want to go to bed because I just met a man that I want to spend the whole my life with. So that's basically not much more to explain. And it may be easy, as I was telling you in the beginning, for an operatic voice to keep an E, as in this case a central E, for as long as he can with the capacity of his lungs. So for a trained singer, that is nothing. But keep in mind what Katya mentioned before, they are actors who are singing. So in this scene, she may be at bed, she may be standing up, getting off of the bed, playing with the other girls in the room, doing a thousand things, which doesn't make it so easy to sing. The real challenge is in the whole scene, in what is going on stage, and still sound, you know, like funny and relaxed, like So Fall in Love, that you say, I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night. Da, 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 da. The only other woman that I know that sings in a nightgown is Lucia, but she by the time she kills her husband, the other one is.
But she's not thinking about dancing.
That's not what she's doing. And so we were telling you before that this is pretty much the mood that we like about musicals. There are many lovely, lovely, of course. A little more ahead, we are going to share with you a couple of more, let's say, somehow dramatic songs. But to have fun, this is a piece of it. So, Katya, what would you like to share with us now?
I'm thinking that it's probably, I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm thinking about Over the rainbow or Moon River? That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Let's go
I don't
for
know.
Over the Rainbow.
Okay. Oh my God. I don't know it.
You can improvise. You can always improvise.
Let's see what happens. Okay. Somewhere the rainbow way up high, there's sound that I've heard once in a lullaby. Somewhere for the rain, sky so blue, and the dream that you dare to dream really do came true. Someday I wish upon a star I'll wake up where the clouds are far behind. Where troubles never come and drops, they are up there, chimney tops in the mind. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly after rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I? Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up with a star behind me. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, oh, why can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, sky far blue, and then that you dare to dream really do came true.
This very lovely song, I was thinking as I was listening to you singing this very well-known song, that something that we haven't mentioned, even though it is obvious, provided that this is a gender that is very much born and motivated in the US, it has the personality, the beliefs, the lifestyle of the Americans. So maybe people in Europe or in Asia may not identify themselves with the value, the values, the plot, the librettos, because simply there is a cultural mismatch in how your personality in your country is and to what is for the Americans. I wanted to mention it because it happens the same with a Neapolitan song. Personally, I love Neapolitan music very much. It is so very well suited for tenors that I really like it. But not, it doesn't mean that all people from any nationality will like Neapolitan song, because it is really a regional song. The kind of writing, the kind of everything, and it is the same case for this American music. It has to do with those values, with that way of singing. I also wanted to mention that when it is part of a whole musical representation at the theater, there are many, or most of it are spoken dialogues. So musicals are mostly spoken and partly sung. And in opera, that is usually an exemption, or it is very clear when you have a part that is declamator, quasi parlato, or if you're talking about German Shakespeare or something. But for musical theater, it's very natural that they speak and they go back to sing. And many times, as they are singing, they suddenly stop the melody. They say words in spoken English and then go back to the melody. That is just the type this gender is written. And I insist, some people may like it, some people may not.
Yeah, it's a kind of, forgive me if it's not a good example for everyone, but it's kind of mariachi for Mexican people. I mean, there are lots of foreign people that can enjoy, but I don't think that they feel it as we Mexicans do, because it is part of our culture, of our character, of our personalities.
And I think that would...
We are posting more content in our profile in Ko-fi. You can find us there as Opera We Love Singing, all in one word. So, go to Ko-fi, K as in key, O as in opera, dash, F as in food, and I as in ice. We love to see you there.